In the coming months, let's see where else we can make progress together. Let's make this a year of action. That's what most Americans want. For all of us in this chamber to focus on their lives, their hopes, their aspirations.
President Obama there sharing his priorities for the new year last night in his sixth State of the Union address. Welcome back to Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. Among the president's goals last night, narrowing the country's income gap, in part by raising the minimum wage for federal contract employees, immigration reform, and an expansion of employee retirement saving plans. For his take on the State of the Union, I spoke early this morning with Republican Congressman Mike Rogers, who represents Lansing and East Lansing at the Capitol. I first asked him his general impressions of the president's speech.
Well, I was there were some highlights. I thought recognizing the Army Ranger for his service and his sacrifice, he's going to have a lifetime of recovery. I thought that was pretty fantastic. Other than that, I it didn't seem to have a lot of meat in the speech. I was a little disappointed knowing all of the challenges we have in the economy, getting people back to work, growing the economy. I was hoping for a bit more there.
Republicans had multiple responses this year. Senator Mike Lee of Utah, Rand Paul of Kentucky. Which ones did you watch?
Well, I watched the Republican response with Kathy McMorris Rogers, who is a talented leader in our Republican Party and conference. She's the highest elected leader in the House, a woman in the House. And so she's, I thought, offered the right message. So she has a disabled child and was, I thought, was extremely good at bringing it all together about what the challenges are and how we have to work together to move forward. That was the only one in my mind that counted last night. It was the only clear message in counter to what the president really didn't say in his speech, and I thought she did an exceptionally good job.
Various times, President Obama alluded to executive orders and his willingness to pursue that route. Do you expect the president will make more news this year working with Congress or by executive orders?
Well, if he works with Congress, that would be big news, and that's very unfortunate. You know, the president, I mean, it's well documented, does not have a great relationship with members of both the Senate or the House, hasn't really reached out to develop those relationships that you need to do. In our constitutional framework is that the Congress as a whole is a separate but equal body, and that's that temperament control that you want moving forward in government. So if he tries to exceed his authority, I think Americans are not going to be well received to that. If he reaches out and tries to work with Congress, this was a new day for that. I didn't hear that call. I heard, if I don't get what I want, I'll do what I want. That really is just more of what we've seen in the last 5 years and has caused serious disagreements in both parties, by the way, with the president's relationship with Congress. That's just not healthy moving forward.
The president urged that we close Guantanamo this year. Let's listen to that.
With the Afghan war ending, this needs to be the year Congress lifts the remaining restrictions on detainee transfers and we close the prison at Guantanamo Bay. Because we counter terrorism not just through intelligence and military actions, but by remaining true to our constitutional ideals and setting an example for the rest of the world.
What do you make of that proposal?
Well, the problem is the president hasn't outlined any good alternative. So you can't have, airstrike as part of your policy and no opportunity for grabbing people and interviewing them versus killing them. And that's been our argument all along. We understand you want to do that, but what is your alternative? There is none. And releasing these individuals who we know have a very high recidivist rate, who go back and turn right back around, these are hardened terrorists, and get right back into the fight to try to take American lives or our allies' fights is just not a good answer. It's good rhetoric, but it's just not reality. And if it were that easy, the president's been there for 5 years. He could have come up with a different alternative. He didn't do that. So again, that was one of those issues designed to divide people, and that's what I found disappointing in his speech. Lots of those divisive moments, not much of, hey, can't we work together on this or that? to better the lives of Americans.
What alternative would you propose with regard to Guantanamo?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things we need to do is when you look around the world, Al-Qaeda has actually broken into prisons to get people out, in the most recent in Iraq, but there is lots of examples around the world where they've broken in. So you've got a prison that you need to build that can hold them, that can be safe for military tribunal, that is isolated, makes it very difficult for Al-Qaeda in any numbers to show up to try to break in. And, you know, you ought to spend a couple $100 million on it. Well, the good news is we've done that, and we have that prison, and it's called Guantanamo Bay. I just think we've got to get over this. They keep saying the public perception. Well, bring in the Red Cross, which they've done, but let the rest of the world see these conditions. Those conditions are better than far more of our state prisons right here in our own country. And there's some notion that this isn't the right way to do it. You're going to have to close it. You're going to have to spend hundreds of millions of dollars trying to get a facility not just to keep people from escaping, but keep people from breaking in. So, again, we've got to be sensible about how we move forward. Currently, what they do now is if they grab someone, they put them on a floating prison in the ocean until they read them their Miranda rights and bring them back to the United States, mostly New York. And I just, you know, me and I think many others who care about national security just don't think that's the right security posture for the United States, or it's the right treatment of those prisoners.
10 days ago, you shared your concern over the Sochi Olympics, claiming that Russia has not been cooperative, sharing important security information. Is that improving at all?
Well, there's two different components to this. One is their physical security footprint, which is good. So they're trying to lock that down the best they can, but you can't do it alone by guards, gates, and guns. You can make a big impact in an event like this that's short-term in nature. The problem is on the counterterrorism side, they still really haven't stepped up to the plate to be fully cooperative on sharing information from a counterterrorism perspective. And I just don't think that's the right posture to make sure that not just the athletes, I think the athletes are going to be fine. I'm worried about spectators.
Speaking of counterterrorism, where is the discussion right now over the NSA and NSA reform?
Well, we're working through a variety of different proposals, mostly for transparency. The good news is nobody has found that the program had any abuses in the phone records program, zero abuses in that particular program, and it was overseen by the courts. There's 17 judges, 37, I think, different opinions on its legality. And so I think that took that issue off the table. This wasn't a rogue agency doing something that wasn't well informed with the other branches of government, didn't have lots of oversight. So now we just have to find that right medium of, well, what is the right level of transparency that people believe that their information is safe? And again, the other problem we've had is people still believe it's a program that records phone calls, which it does not, or records emails for them to read, which it does not. Both of those things don't happen. There's not even your name or your address in the database. So it's been used very sparingly 288 times to try to detect terrorists calling from overseas into the United States. That's an important tool. You know, we're struggling on the education front to get people to fully understand exactly what it does. We spend most of the time telling you what it doesn't do because of all the misinformation on the program.
And one last question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely that the GOP will take back the Senate in November?
I think probably 8.5. The Democrats have woefully, and I think the president did it again last night, don't understand what the health care law is actually doing to people who had health care through their employers. It's destroying that system, and that's why there's so many cancellation notices and people having difficulty finding it. And when they do, if they're fortunate enough to go back and find that health care, it is far more expensive than what they had before, and they get less coverage. And so that is such a personal thing. So you can say it's working fine. You can say, yeah, but look at our number here. 3 million people have now signed up, and you had this many people that didn't. That doesn't matter when it's your own pocketbook impacting your own family, and these businesses are having a horrific time trying to work their way through it. I think that that will be the single largest motivator for voters going into these the midterm elections, and I think we take back the Senate because of it.
Congressman Mike Rogers, many thanks.
Hey, thank you.